Did you know that Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and Oprah Winfrey all credit positive leadership principles as foundational to their success? In a world increasingly defined by volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity, Kim Cameron's positively energizing leadership arrives as a scientifically grounded revelation. Unlike typical self-help positivity books, Cameron's work draws on decades of research across industries, showing that leaders who generate positive relational energy outperform their peers by factors of 4 to 10, even during economic downturns and organizational crises. This groundbreaking work has influenced leadership practices at companies like Microsoft, Delta Airlines, and Saudi Telecom, transforming organizational cultures and bottom-line results through what Cameron calls the heliotropic effect, our natural tendency, like plants turning toward sunlight, to orient toward life-giving positive energy and away from life-depleting negativity. Just as plants lean towards sunlight through the heliotropic effect, humans naturally orient toward positive energy and away from negative forces. This isn't just metaphorical, it's biological. Light enters our eyes, hits the retina, and converts to electrical energy transmitted to the brain's suprachiasmatic nucleus, which regulates our biological clock. Light activates chemical reactions throughout our bodies, with light-sensitive molecules present in all tissues. The cytochrome molecule converts light into cellular energy by producing ATP, which powers immune function, cellular repair, and blood circulation. Research from Harvard Medical School demonstrates how light can destroy cancer cells, repair injuries, treat dementia, and promote wound healing. Ancient healers understood this connection intuitively, and modern studies confirm their wisdom. Patients in sunlit hospital rooms experience less pain, require fewer medications, and recover faster than those in dimly lit spaces. Light exposure can treat depression as effectively as medication, while disrupted circadian rhythms lead to poor sleep and various diseases. Energy manifests in two distinct forms: activation potential, the capacity to do work, and energetic stimulation, feelings of aliveness and vitality. Physical, emotional, and mental energy represent activation potential, resources that diminish with use as glucose and ATP become depleted. However, relational energy represents energetic stimulation that typically increases rather than depletes when expressed. We rarely become exhausted around people with whom we have loving, supportive relationships. Instead, these connections renew and energize us. Studies show positive relational energy extends life expectancy and predicts long-term health better than factors like smoking or obesity. In workplace settings, it enhances employee performance by encouraging information sharing and resource exchange. As Japanese executive Toshi Harada explains, negatively energizing leaders create organizational waste by causing people to close their minds, while positive energizing leaders foster sustainable improvement and results. Positive energy differs significantly from influence, extroversion, and intrinsic motivation. While influence focuses on getting others to follow one's lead, often creating conflict when influential people disagree, positive energizers tend to collaborate even during disagreements due to their heliotropic nature. Though often confused with extroversion, research shows the correlation between extroversion and positive relational energy is weak and insignificant. Introverts can be just as energizing as extroverts, as positive energy isn't a personality trait, but a condition resulting from human connection. Traditional leadership is often identified through organizational hierarchy charts, with those at the top considered responsible for outcomes and strategy. However, network maps offer an alternative perspective on leadership. While information networks, who gives/receives information, and influence networks, who influences whom, are common ways to identify leaders, positive energy networks provide a more powerful indicator of effective leadership. These energy networks are created by asking people to rate the extent to which their interactions with others are energizing on a 7-point scale. The resulting maps reveal who energizes others regardless of hierarchical position. Unlike physical, emotional, and mental energy that diminish with use, relational energy increases through interaction. Network maps reveal that a person's position in the hierarchy doesn't predict their ability to energize others. Junior employees can be major positive energizers, while senior executives may energize few people. Most individuals aren't purely energizers or de-energizers, but affect different people differently. People tend to avoid communicating with de-energizers due to the emotional and social costs, creating sparse communication networks. The denser the positive energy network, more people energizing each other, the higher the organizational performance. While not everyone can be the most influential person, anyone can be a positive energizer, making energy a non-zero-sum resource. Research has revealed three important conclusions about positive energy in organizations. First, positive energizers are higher performers than others. Second, positive energizers improve the performance of those around them through the heliotropic effect. A prime example is Shane Battier, whose NBA teams consistently won more games despite his unremarkable personal statistics. Analysts noted that when Battier was on the court, teammates performed better and opponents performed worse. He improved rebounding, shooting efficiency, and defensive effectiveness of those around him while reducing opponent scoring. Third, high-performing organizations have up to 3 times more positive energizers than normal organizations. These energizers can exist at any hierarchical level, and their behaviors can be learned. While short-term results might be achieved by de-energizing leaders, research clearly shows that in the long run, positive energy significantly enhances job satisfaction, well-being, engagement, performance, family enrichment, bottom-line performance, learning orientation, innovation, and organizational cohesion. Positively energizing leaders inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more. Unlike self-aggrandizing individuals seeking the limelight, they produce growth and improvement in others. Through interviews with hundreds of positive energizers, 15 key attributes emerge that differentiate these leaders from others. These 15 attributes include helping others flourish without expecting payback, expressing gratitude and humility, instilling confidence in others, smiling frequently, forgiving weaknesses, investing in personal relationships, sharing opportunities and recognition, listening actively, solving rather than creating problems, seeing opportunities rather than roadblocks, providing meaning and inspiration, being trusting and trustworthy, demonstrating authenticity, motivating high performance, and mobilizing other positive energizers. These behaviors contrast sharply with de-energizers who seek credit, resist feedback, rarely smile, induce guilt, don't invest in relationships, keep the best for themselves, dominate conversations, create problems, focus on roadblocks, lack integrity, and accept mediocrity. Research confirms these attributes predict organizational success, with the strongest impact coming from leaders who inspire and provide meaning, demonstrate trustworthiness, show authenticity, expect high performance standards, and mobilize other positive energizers. Positive relationships, whether momentary interactions or enduring connections, create life-giving energy. Building on work by scholars like Jane Dutton, Wayne Baker, Gretchen Spreitzer, and Jody Gattell, evidence shows that positive relationships enable above-average outcomes physiologically, psychologically, emotionally, and organizationally. These relationships enhance career mobility, mentoring, resource acquisition, power development, social capital, and even physical health outcomes, including longevity and recovery from illness. Virtuousness, from Latin virtus or Greek arete, meaning excellence, represents the best of the human condition and our highest aspirations. It's universally recognized across cultures as a stable, consensual standard, especially valuable in volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous environments. Virtuousness serves an evolutionary purpose by enabling people to live together, pursue collective ends, and protect social order. Research shows humans have an inherent biological inclination toward virtuousness, with studies demonstrating that even infants as young as 3 months show preferences for virtuous behaviors. This explains why virtuousness connects closely with the heliotropic effect. Both are life-giving and life-perpetuating forces that produce positive physiological effects like improved heart rhythms and physiological coherence. Research consistently demonstrates that contributing to others generates more positive energy and better outcomes than receiving support. Studies across various populations, from college students to kidney dialysis patients to those who lost spouses, show that contribution goals and behaviors predict greater success in social, physiological, and cognitive outcomes. One landmark study found MS patients who placed weekly supportive calls to others were 8 times healthier than those who merely received calls. Similarly, older patients who spent money on others rather than themselves showed significantly lower blood pressure 2 years later. This helper's high phenomenon has been documented across cultures, with volunteers reporting increased feelings of energy, warmth, and emotional well-being after helping others, effects that can last for hours or even days. Gratitude, recognition, and humility form another set of virtuous practices that generate positive energy. Research shows gratitude is inherent across cultures and even among primates, suggesting its deep evolutionary roots. Experiencing gratitude correlates with enhanced cognitive processing, ordered heart rhythms, improved health, increased longevity, and greater creativity. Studies demonstrate that students keeping gratitude journals experienced fewer physical symptoms, better sleep, higher energy, and improved academic performance, with effects lasting up to 6 months after the intervention. Even patients with severe depression who wrote weekly gratitude letters showed significant positive changes in brain activity that exceeded the effects of therapy alone, particularly in the medial prefrontal cortex associated with learning and decision-making. Corporate studies have found that recognition programs increase employee engagement by up to 60% and can reduce turnover by 31%. Trust, integrity, and honesty form the essential foundation for positively energizing leadership. Without trust, nothing else works. Research shows that trust is naturally inclined in humans from birth, beginning with the emotional security experienced with a mother. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Sweden's success with avoiding comprehensive lockdowns was attributed to its high trust culture, while the United States showed dramatically lower trust levels across institutions. This difference in trust levels led to measurably different outcomes in public health compliance and community resilience. When trust is high, uncertainty and ambiguity decrease, allowing complex situations to be managed efficiently. Trust enables flexible work arrangements, teamwork, innovation, risk-taking, and dramatically improved productivity. Studies show productivity increases of up to 50% in high-trust organizations. Research demonstrates that trust increases reciprocity, gratitude expressions, pro-social behavior, generosity, and cooperation. In workplace settings, high-trust organizations report 74% less stress, 106% more energy at work, and 50% higher productivity than low-trust organizations. Most importantly, trusting relationships generate positive energy, while energy is quickly destroyed when trust deteriorates. This trust-energy connection has been documented across various organizational contexts, from healthcare teams to technology startups to educational institutions. Organizations implement generosity, altruism, and contribution through various structured practical approaches. Some companies establish comprehensive mentoring programs where high performers not only teach technical skills, but also share leadership insights, industry knowledge, and career navigation strategies with colleagues. Others employ innovative recognition systems like 1+1 awards, where outstanding performers receive 2 awards, one for themselves and one to give to someone else, fostering a culture of shared success and peer recognition. Contribution huddles have evolved into regular forums where employees report on key metrics, propose improvements, and collaborate on solutions in their areas of responsibility. Delta Airlines exemplifies customer-driven recognition through their frequent flyer certificate program, allowing passengers to award employees for exceptional service. This unique approach creates a three-way positive interaction between the company, customers, and employees. Many organizations have expanded their community engagement by designating multiple volunteer days annually, with some offering up to 40 hours of paid time off for such activities. Companies like Salesforce and Patagonia have become industry leaders in this practice, reporting increased employee satisfaction and retention. One executive's simple practice of asking her daughter, "What is the best thing you did for someone today?" not only transformed the child's attitude toward school, but sparked a company-wide initiative of daily contribution reporting. Organizations implement increasingly sophisticated gratitude practices to enhance positive energy and workplace culture. Many distribute customized gratitude journals with structured prompts where employees record daily appreciations and reflect on their impact. Interactive gratitude walls have evolved into digital platforms and physical spaces where employees can publicly express appreciation and share success stories. Some organizations have implemented innovative systems like named digital drop boxes or physical envelopes where colleagues leave detailed appreciation notes, creating a documented culture of recognition. Senior executives lead by example through practices like writing 5 personalized thank you cards daily to different employees. With one Korean LG executive's initiative transforming his management team from problem-focused to opportunity-oriented, resulting in measurable improvements in team performance and innovation. Organizations committed to building trust and integrity prioritize transparent communication, even when sharing difficult information about finances, operational mistakes, or external threats. This approach builds deep employee trust by demonstrating respect for their ability to handle complex situations and contribute to solutions. High-trust organizations maintain unwavering consistency with their espoused values during crises, unlike organizations that compromise principles during difficulties. Companies like Patagonia and Buffer have become exemplars by publicly sharing salary information, business challenges, and strategic decisions, demonstrating how radical transparency can strengthen organizational culture and employee engagement. Organizations committed to building trust and integrity prioritize transparent communication even when sharing difficult information about finances, operational mistakes, or external threats. This approach builds deep employee trust by demonstrating respect for their ability to handle complex situations and contribute to solutions. High-trust organizations maintain unwavering consistency with their espoused values during crises, unlike organizations that compromise principles during difficulties. Companies like Patagonia and Buffer have become exemplars by publicly sharing salary information, business challenges, and strategic decisions, demonstrating how radical transparency can strengthen organizational culture and employee engagement. Laureate's 90 and 90 challenge achieved remarkable results, with 93.3% of 135,000 staff members infected with positive energy practices within 90 days. The initiative involved over 120,000 hours of training through forums, seminars, celebrations, and various creative approaches. Follow-up surveys showed 95% of participants would recommend the training to others, and 98% gained new knowledge about enhancing institutional performance. Key to success was the personal example set by CEO Sarah Consen and President Birkemeyer, who made their calendars public, wrote weekly gratitude notes, and updated recognition systems to reflect positive energy principles. Saudi telecom company's transformation under CEO Khalid HBari demonstrates how positively energizing leadership can drive dramatic organizational change even in traditional cultures. Within 5 years, STC doubled its market capitalization while competitors declined by 50%, grew brand value from $2.8 billion to $6.2 billion, and improved organizational health scores from 33 to 71 on McKinsey's 100-point scale. Biari's leadership centered on 3 key attributes: helping others flourish, appreciating contributions, and openness to feedback. He instituted health doctors to improve leadership effectiveness, engaged employees in defining company values, and added employees first as a foundational principle. The University of Michigan's Business and Finance Division, BNF, a diverse organization of 2,700 employees across 45 different units, transformed from a hub for university complaints into a positive workplace under Kevin Hegarty's leadership. Hegarty implemented a 90-90 challenge similar to Laureate's approach, identifying 160 positive energizers tasked with infecting 90% of employees with positive leadership practices. The initiative focused on building positive relationships, creating purpose and meaning, leveraging strengths, and fostering positive communications. Without prescribed activities, departments created their own strategies, supported by a central website for sharing ideas and resources. Tech Millennial University in Monterrey, Mexico, underwent a dramatic transformation under President Hector Escamilla's positively energizing leadership. After experiencing declining enrollment between 2010-2012, Escamilla implemented a radical new strategy based on positive psychology and positive organizational scholarship. He reimagined Tech Millennio as the world's first well-being and happiness university with a mission to help people flourish and find purpose. The university redesigned its entire ecosystem around positivity, naming rooms with terms like compassion and thriving, requiring positive psychology courses for all students and staff, providing personal coaches to help students develop purpose statements, and implementing community-wide positive practices. Despite evidence showing positive energy's heliotropic effects and organizational benefits, skeptics persist, especially during times of racial injustice, economic devastation, and loss of life. When people experience depression or emotional pain, mandating cheerfulness can seem like mockery or false positivity. Critics argue that positive leadership research often makes sweeping claims based on limited studies, and that findings are frequently overstated, simplistic, or misleading. While more empirical research is indeed needed in this developing field, substantial evidence already exists. Google Scholar contains over 3 million publications, each on positive psychology and positive leadership, with significant research confirming that positive leadership, positive relational energy, and positive practices produce meaningful results. Meta-analyses of over 500 studies show employees experiencing positively energizing leadership enjoy better health, lower absenteeism, stronger motivation, enhanced creativity, and positive relationships. Some critics argue that positive leadership applies only to Western socioeconomic systems emphasizing individualism and capitalism, with a white middle-class bias that ignores disadvantaged groups and societal problems. While early research did show a Western bias, the field has expanded globally. The International Positive Psychology Association meetings now feature scholars from diverse countries, including Argentina, Brazil, China, Nepal, Russia, South Africa, and many others. Research topics increasingly address difficult issues like anxiety, traumatic brain injury, HIV patients, poverty, and LGBT issues through a positive lens. Others dismiss positive leadership as merely warmed-over positive thinking or happyology that oversimplifies complex realities. While positive approaches do have historical roots in the work of William James, Gordon Allport, Abraham Maslow, and others, modern positive leadership research is grounded in rigorous science. Recent studies reveal that positive energy affects brain activity, heart rhythms, and central nervous system functioning in measurable ways. People experiencing positive states show more mental acuity and perform better on memory and problem-solving tasks. Some critics argue that positive leadership manipulates employees to work harder for organizational benefit. However, this critique confuses genuine positive leadership with disingenuous false positivity programs. True positive leadership aims to help people dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, rather than simply extract more work. research shows employees willingly trade monetary benefits for meaningful work and positive environments. Wayne Cassio found that experiencing a meaningful, positive work environment matters more to employees than pay, promotion opportunities, or working conditions. Identifying positive energizers provides crucial organizational advantages, as these individuals become catalysts for change initiatives and serve as powerful mentors. Several sophisticated measurement tools help organizations identify and leverage these energizers. Energy network maps, the most comprehensive approach, require each employee to rate their energy exchange with every colleague on a scale, creating detailed visualizations of energy flow throughout the organization. These maps reveal both energy hotspots and dead zones, helping leaders optimize team dynamics. Bubble charts offer a more streamlined alternative, where team members nominate their most energizing colleagues, creating visual representations of informal influence networks. Regular pulse surveys, typically conducted weekly, track organizational energy levels through simple 1-5 ratings, allowing leaders to monitor trends and respond to energy dips proactively. The Positive Energizer Behavior Assessment evaluates leaders across 15 key attributes, including authenticity, solution focus, gratitude expression, active listening, and constructive feedback delivery. During hiring, specific interview questions probe candidates' energy-creating potential, such as, describe a time when you helped turn around a negative situation, or how do you typically handle setbacks? The University of Michigan's Business and Finance Division exemplifies comprehensive positivity implementation through 5 interconnected categories. Positive meetings incorporate appreciation rounds, success sharing, and structured celebration moments. Small group gatherings begin with personal check-ins, while one-on-ones always include recognition components. Positive communication involves daily inspiration messages, success-focused newsletters, and engaging video updates that spotlight team achievements. Positive displays transform physical spaces with gratitude boards, inspiring quotes, and interactive positivity walls where employees share wins and appreciation. Positive activities/events encompass structured mindfulness sessions, team-building games, community service projects, and wellness initiatives like group walks or yoga classes. Positive treats focus on communal experiences, from breakfast gatherings to potluck celebrations, fostering connection through shared meals. Their recognition system includes structured practices like weekly gratitude journaling, personalized handwritten appreciation notes, and peer-to-peer acknowledgement platforms. Addressing black holes, individuals who consistently deplete others' energy, requires a systematic, compassionate approach through 4 carefully designed stages. Stage 1 begins with empathetic inquiry, using open-ended questions like, what challenges are you facing, and how can we help? Leaders provide specific, behavior-focused feedback using supportive communication principles, avoiding personal criticism while highlighting concrete examples of energy-depleting behaviors and their impact. Stage 2 introduces targeted development opportunities, including professional coaching, emotional intelligence training, and structured improvement plans with measurable goals. Stage 3, implemented when problems persist, involves strategic repositioning, limiting the person's interaction scope while leveraging their technical expertise in ways that minimize negative impact on others. This might mean moving them to individual contributor roles or remote work arrangements. Stage 4, reached only after exhausting improvement efforts, involves facilitating their transition to opportunities elsewhere, ensuring dignity while protecting organizational energy. This stage includes career counseling and transition support to help them find roles better aligned with their strengths. Despite criticism of positive leadership as substanceless happyology, empirical evidence confirms that positively energizing leadership produces positive results even in the most difficult circumstances. The key message is threefold. All human beings naturally respond to and flourish in the presence of positive energy, the heliotropic effect. Positive relational energy is best created through virtuous actions rather than mere positive attitude, and both organizations and individuals perform at significantly higher levels when virtuousness and positive relational energy are fostered. Small changes, even just 1 degree, can create significant differences over time. At sea level, water boils at 212°F. At 211°F, it's just hot water, but at 212°F, it creates steam that can power locomotives and turbines. Similarly, small positive energy practices consistently applied can transform organizations. The principles of positively energizing leadership focus on virtuousness rather than mere cheerfulness during difficult times. Nurturing relational energy, which, unlike physical, emotional, and mental energy, actually increases with use. Capitalizing on the heliotropic effect by enhancing life in leadership roles. Recognizing that positively energizing leadership isn't about hierarchy, but about giving life to systems. Prioritizing positive energy over mere information and influence. Identifying and mobilizing positive energizers. Using virtuousness as a stable standard during chaotic times. Addressing abundance gaps rather than just deficit gaps. Setting contribution goals rather than just achievement goals. Expressing gratitude and humility regularly. And building trust as the foundation of all successful relationships. As one financial services executive testified after implementing these principles, our organization has completely transformed. We've gone from a culture of blame and finger-pointing to one where people actually want to come to work. Our performance metrics have improved across every dimension, and we're now attracting top talent who specifically mention our positive culture as the reason they chose us over competitors offering higher salaries. In a world increasingly defined by volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity, positively energizing leadership offers not just a competitive advantage, but a universal path to human flourishing.